MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Millions of Americans go on cruises. This is expected to be the third consecutive year of record ocean cruise volume.
AAA says about 19 million Americans will likely hop on board one of the big boats this year, a 4.5% increase over last year. AAA's Aixa Diaz says the cruise industry's post-pandemic recovery has been remarkable.
Cruising is a type of vacation that really resonates with a lot of people. And people who have cruised are very passionate about it, and they like to do it over and over.
About 3/4 of cruisers will head to the Caribbean, about 6% to Alaska, and 5% to the Mediterranean. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Federal Reserve is nearly certain to keep its key interest rate unchanged at its policy meeting this week, just a few days after President Trump said he would demand lower rates. Fed officials led by Chair Jerome Powell have cut their rate for three meetings in a row to about 4.3% from a two-decade high of 5.3%. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, low 20s. For tomorrow, early clouds, then breezy with some afternoon sun and warmer. Highs in the mid-40s. Mild temps stick around for the rest of the week. Upper 30s on Wednesday, near 50 Thursday, upper 30s Friday. It's 39 right now.
I know. Central Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. Single day singing.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling is gone. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
Everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a dog. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I feel alright. You know I feel alright.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
She took my heart away. She said I've had it gone. pleasure or comfort goes. I only know my soul. Make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places forward. I need a change of scenery.
Walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods.
trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have, the better to love you with.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Down. And rest of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will.
smile, you know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump praises Immigration and Customs Enforcement as it rounds up undocumented immigrants across the country. A significant number of detentions were made here in Chicago. CBS's Ian Lee says Trump administration officials have been on the ground overseeing the operation.
The governor came out saying that he supports ICE going after people who have criminal convictions, but he also said he's concerned that ICE is going to go after people who don't have criminal convictions and people who are holding down jobs. The mayor also came out saying that he wants migrants to know that they do have their constitutional rights.
President Trump's latest round of executive orders focus on the military. He has directed the Pentagon to determine a policy for transgender service members based on readiness. CBS's Nancy Cordes also reports that another order
reinstating members of the military who were discharged for refusing to get their COVID vaccines over the past few years. That number, we are told, is close to 8,200 people who were removed from the military, and so they would now be welcome to be reinstated if they want to be.
The Justice Department has fired some employees involved in prosecutions of the president. CBS's Jake Rosen.
About a dozen Justice Department employees who worked for former special counsel Jack Smith as he investigated and prosecuted President Trump are being let go from their positions within the department, two sources familiar told CBS News.
China-based company DeepSeek AI has unveiled new tech that some experts say rivals OpenAI's ChatGPT, but costs significantly less. CBS's Margaret Brennan says on national security concerns.
In terms of risk, a CEO I spoke with joked DeepSeek makes TikTok look like Sesame Street, meaning the U.S. is trying to ban that social media app because of evidence that its owner can and will siphon up information about Americans and use it to control and shape information that they consume. So DeepSeek could do the same in the AI space.
Houses were rattled in the Northeast this morning as a 3.8 magnitude earthquake struck near the Maine coast and was felt in Vermont and Connecticut. CBS News Boston meteorologist Jacob Wyckoff.
The Nuremberg fault zone is right there where this one was felt. A similar area to one of the biggest earthquakes in Massachusetts history back in the 1750s. Mm-hmm. And how rare is this? We can have these about a 20% chance each and every year.
Whole Foods workers in Philadelphia vote to unionize, becoming the first group of employees to do so at the Amazon-owned grocery store chain. Whole Foods says it offers competitive compensation, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, and says it is disappointed by the outcome of the election. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for 7 days of up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Save on the top brands in bath, tools, paint, and more. Our biggest member deals are on January 30th through February 5th. So if you're not a loyalty member, now's the time to join for free. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Coke is adding a new flavor to its lineup. Coca-Cola Orange Cream is scheduled to go on sale February 10th in the U.S. and Canada. There's a shortage of something many use to deal with old man winter, our Jim Crisula explains.
The harsh winter weather conditions affecting much of the nation have led to a shortage of rock salt people use on their snowy and icy sidewalks and driveways.
The amount of salt sold has been pretty minimal compared to what has happened this year. I mean, we've got a lot more snow, it's been a lot colder, and we've got repeated snows. That's created the shortage in supply.
Ted Pyle owns several hardware stores here in southern West Virginia. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Princeton, West Virginia.
Jimmy Butler has been suspended again by the Miami Heat, this time for leaving a shoot-around. Butler had been expected to play for the Heat against the Orlando Magic tonight after completing his second suspension of the month. He has missed 14 of Miami's last 19 games and is expected to miss at least five more. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies gradually clearing in the overnight. Mid-20s at daybreak. A west wind over 30 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Northwest winds will turn to the southwest, and they will be breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Just the other night, everybody there was there.